I'm Tommy Gimler. The World Series is set to kick off in Cleveland later on this week. We're halfway through the NFL season, and the LA Sparks just captured the WNBA title. Still, the number one story on the minds of sports fans across this great country? You guessed it. The NBA released its Twitter team hashtags today. That's right, it's time for the Daily Upper Deckers 2016-2017 NBA preview.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk preseason hoops. Woo! The World Series is going on. It's going to be a hell of a series, but that isn't. We're not here to talk about it today. We're here to talk about the fixed sport that is known as the National Basketball Association. And here to help the Daily Upper Decker get through the next 55 minutes, we have three white gentlemen to go along with me. Justin Gilbert.
Howdy. Let's make the NBA great again.
We've got the one and only Dutch McTavish. Dutch, great to have you here.
Yay, yay.
And of course, you won last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did for NBA, yeah.
Back TMZ's very own, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Dudak. Welcome back, buddy.
Hello,
champion.
And if I don't win this year, it's rigged. So just,
just like the entire league. Of course, it's rigged. All right, so we're gonna get the 2016-2017 Daily Upper Decker NBA preview kicked off with, of course, the NBA releasing the Twitter team hashtags today. Justin Gilbert, you are wearing a Chicago Bulls T-shirt, even though you dislike the Bulls. Guess what the hashtag is for the Chicago Bulls this year. If you are tweeting anything about the Chicago Bulls, you're supposed to follow it up with the team hashtag. Take a guess.
Big names, low standards.
That might actually be a great article to do on the Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap. Find us at dailyupperdecker.com, Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on The Vine. That would be a great article to do, though, if we were being honest.
Yeah.
NBA team hashtags. Yeah, that's my story for tomorrow. Thanks, buddy. Way to go.
Can I take a stab at that one?
Sure.
For the Bulls? Gain rape no more. I think
full
out of
consent.
Town.
Full yeah. consent.
Hashtag, sorry.
Hashtag Kelly. Not our problem anymore.
Hashtag our knees work.
Yeah.
tendons galore.
Let's just rip on Derrick Rose for the next
time. It's going to happen more. This is not the only time Derrick Rose is going to get ripped on here in our NBA preview. Dutch McTavish, if you had to guess the hashtag for the Chicago Bulls for this upcoming NBA season.
How do you spell fart sound?
A lot of PNFs. A lot of PNFs. Probably an emoji in there, too, somewhere.
Yeah.
The little turd emoji. It's actually hashtag Bulls Nation.
What?
Bulls Nation, believe it or not.
That is fucking lame. There's already like nine other nations. Like we don't. The Bulls Nation.
Like
doesn't...
Uzbekistan is better. I don't know.
I mean, there's like Red Sox,
Albania.
Raider.
I mean, a lot of nations are better right now.
Very true.
So you think the Chicago Bulls would lose to the Albanian national team?
No.
What week are we in?
What do you mean? There's no goaltending. We goaltend.
Is Dwayne Wade's knee blown up by that time?
Rondo might be in jail. You're right. They might win midseason.
Well, so some of these make sense. Like for the Celtics, it's hashtag Celtics.
Okay.
That makes sense,
yeah.
right?
So very creative.
Hashtag yeah. Pelicans. Very hashtag creative. Knicks. There's a lot of those. For the Miami Heat, hashtag Heat is on. A little Glenn Fry.
That's
huh?
not bad.
The
I
H
like
is O.
Heat is on. Gonorrhea is all around.
It is
what,
Miami.
Glenn Fry had gonorrhea, or it's an epidemic in Miami.
That's good. I like that one. That actually makes me want to root for the Heat because that hashtag.
No. The story now is gonorrhea all around. Why does that come up? Is it did Glenn Fry have it, or are we talking about Miami?
I think we're talking about Miami, or at least I was.
Because
Miami as a whole.
Well, Baltimore doesn't have a basketball team, but they actually have an incurable strain of gonorrhea running around city of Baltimore.
To add to their woes.
Yeah. So if you're celebrating a Ravens victory in Fells Point, wrap it up. Wrap it up. The Raptors, hashtag We the North.
Okay. That one made sense. They were doing that last year in the playoffs. Game of Thrones
should be
related.
Like, we don't got no Trump or Hillary.
they don't like us. They don't like this campaign right now, that's for sure. The Utah Jazz, hashtag take note. This actually could get interesting here for the
it's a bad pun.
For the Grizzlies. for the Grizzlies, this could get interesting. Grind City. Hashtag Grind City. You might get a couple of
Will move there.
Shots yeah. there.
I see it. Grind City family reunion.
A couple of twerking gifs.
Sometimes gifs. Grind City leads to the Heat being on. The Heat is on.
The H is O.
Yeah.
And then it looks... Kelly, what do you think it is? Or Dutch, what do you think it is for your beloved Milwaukee Bucks?
Fear the deer, baby.
Hashtag own the future.
Oh, that too.
There are two candidates that are up for the worst ones, though. That's for sure. Number one would be the Los Angeles Clippers. Hashtag it takes everything.
Oh,
like, how does that relate to them?
That makes
to
sense.
Get kicked out in the second round of the playoffs?
It does. It takes everything. PCP, angel dust, cocaine.
Punching your
heroin.
Assistant trainer
it
friend.
It takes everything to get to the next round, yes.
Yeah.
And then for
let's go back. Whatever happened to that girl that
was investigating
Donald
the
Sterling,
Derek Rose murder
Donald
case?
Sterling
yeah, she got
Sterling.
Shot.
No, Donald Sterling's girlfriend that. with the welding mask on.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Oh, which one? The Chinese chick or
yeah.
the
yeah, whatever she was. Yeah,
let's bring her back.
Yeah,
I wish she was here at this podcast right now. That'd
second,
be
she probably has a new face.
Second
you can't
row
recognize
next to
anymore.
That weird guy. What is he?
Daryl Clipper?
No.
Or Clipper Daryl?
Clipper Daryl.
She was originally the star of the beginning of Passenger 57.
Even crazier, Dallas Mavericks, hashtag MFFL. Hashtag MFFL.
Maverick Fever... Fan life. I have no idea what that
we
means.
We don't spell well.
MFF.
Hashtag everything else was taken.
Muffle. What the hell does that stand for?
I have no idea. So if you're a Mavericks fan out there, make sure you find a way to reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck.
They're
explain
like,
that
my buddy
one.
Nate.
We still got a German guy. We're good.
Yeah, maybe MFFL is some fucking German sex move.
Fuck those
that we don't
know.
So that's it. The rest are pretty self-explanatory. Like I said, you know, Thunder up, hashtag Let's Go Magic, like that. Those
wow.
all make sense. I mean, that's great. But yeah, the hashtag It Takes Everything and hashtag MFFL and hashtag Donald Sterling's old girlfriend's face are the true winners there.
Donald Sterling's still getting it, by the way. He was out with like two hot babes the other night. They found him like at some L.A. club.
Were they black too?
No,
where it was like
no,
it doesn't
that would
matter,
be awesome.
Baby.
No,
it
no,
doesn't
no.
matter.
I'm sure they cost a pretty penny though.
One blonde, one brunette. Oh yeah, of course. Of
and
course.
They were probably Russian, guessing.
One looked a little foreign.
Yeah.
The brunette.
Somewhere where they don't have
definitely,
the internet.
Yeah.
Definitely Eastern sure. Bloc. Definitely was on a website.
Definitely.
Cost $15,000 to bring over, but yeah, it had happened.
He could still afford it.
The Doug has a great Donald Sterling story where he, in the early 2000s, he's walking around the locker room after a game where everybody's just showered up, and he's got some people with him, and he's like, look at all these beautiful black bodies.
Oh, yeah, the beautiful, like, horse. He was like they were horses.
Donald Sterling
yeah.
said that?
I could totally yeah, see Doug saying that.
That sounds like
I remember that story. Yeah.
Former Bucks owner Herb Cole would have said.
It was like Sam.
Totally different meaning.
Yeah. Herb Cole was serious. He was probably also dropping his phone number in their locker as well, the private line. All right, guys, you can't do an NBA preview, and you can't do a preview for any sport these days without talking about storyline. So part of our Daily Upper Decker NBA preview, it's time for storylines. I'll get things started. I think one of the biggest storylines this year is going to be the absolute free fall of the Cleveland Cavaliers forward Tristan Thompson. Does anybody know why?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, I work at TMZ, so I know. So I'll let these guys.
Oh, you guys broke the story.
We
yeah.
probably did.
Yeah,
yeah
for
yeah.
sure.
Let these guys have a crack.
Why is Tristan Thompson's career just going to fall flatter than Kate Hudson? I'd still do
I
it.
Think she had a, I think she had a slight.
Did she have
boob
a boob job?
Yeah, I think so. They're a little bit bigger. Yeah.
Okay.
Bees?
Yeah.
I'd bees? Bees.
Nuts. Yeah. Yeah. Solid bees, too.
All right. Well, to keep it moving along, the reason why Tristan Thompson's career is going to fall. Oh,
Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian
right.
had
yeah,
her
yeah.
clothes shipped. Unbelievable.
Chewbacca sound here.
Well, he's got a chance to be the next Chris Humphries, which is.
Yeah.
You know.
He's still in the league.
Is he?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
He
just got,
yeah, no, he is. He got re-signed by I can't, right. some shitty team, but he's definitely in there somewhere.
So Khloe Kardashian had her clothes shipped across the country to Tristan Thompson's house. So cue the swan song. I mean, the Kardashian curse is real. If you look at like Lamar Odom, dude tried to kill himself after dating a Kardashian. Married. He was married to a Kardashian. Yep. Tried to kill himself.
Reggie Bush's career downhill.
Reggie Bush had a Heisman going into his relationship with Kim Kardashian. Came out of it without one.
Yep. Yep.
No. O.J. Simpson allegedly killed two people and still has his Heisman, or it's in like a safety deposit box. Some other dude has it, but he still technically is a Heisman Trophy winner. Reggie Bush is not.
Yep.
And his biggest crime was dating a Kardashian.
Yep.
James Harden last year, he got Kevin McHale fired. He was playing so bad coming off of the Khloe Kardashian thing.
Not to mention they did that goddamn fireworks fucking spectacle at Playa or in, down in Playa. That was for James Harden's birthday. A bunch of bullshit. Remember that?
When was that?
You remember that?
Yeah,
when the fireworks went off? That was
like woke us up
at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like midnight or 12:30.
Exactly midnight on his birthday, and like woke up and then like people thought like gunshots were going off.
Well, what was it? Like a Tuesday night?
It was a Tuesday night, yeah. Khloe Kardashian did that for James Harden. And then obviously he had a shitty year.
Well, then you got Lamar Odom, who, you know, in
tried killing himself.
Brothel, and
we
all thought was going to die, and was hoping for
probably
is
still
happen.
Here's what I respect about Lamar is that he walks into the bunny. Is it the Bunny Ranch?
It was probably.
It was the cheap Bunny Ranch.
he gives him $75,000. Is like, come get me when that runs out.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. That's living.
I've waited on Lamar Odom and he ordered $200 in crab legs as an appetizer and still tipped 5%. So
wow.
I have zero respect for Lamar Odom.
He's got no more money left after all that puss, man. He's got to save it up for the puss.
Yeah, he showed up with another douchebag Laker, but yeah.
Wow.
Oh, let's guess who this douchebag Laker was.
Matt Barnes.
Nick Young.
Andrew Bynum.
Ah.
Well, you can get your money back from him anytime at Bolero up on Lincoln. You'll see him there pretty much 18 hours a day. Open to close. Andrew Bynum. Hey, aren't you Andrew Bynum? As in... That Andrew Bynum,
dude,
man.
Loves to bowl.
So that's what I'm going. Big storyline. Tristan Thompson, his fall from grace thanks to Khloe Kardashian.
I like it.
What else?
I'm a Bulls fan, so obviously, you know, signing Wade, getting Rondo and Jimmy Butler together for a grand total of 20 shots per game because they're slow and will bog everything down. But even more importantly, I want to know how many of – Dwayne Wade's relatives are going to be killed during the season.
What is it at preseason?
In the gunfire. One, I believe.
One.
So
it's
far.
At one right now. Let's
say
over under.
Like, as soon as he got to Chicago, his cousin murdered.
Well, that's
the
how they party in that family.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
It's not quite as nice as it is in Gary, Indiana, in Chicago right now. It is the murder capital of... Quite a few hemispheres here, Gary.
There's a couple of times. There's a couple of times in the last year I have had to hightail it from Buffalo or Cleveland or Erie or anything over there. I've had to hightail it to like Milwaukee. And there's a couple of times where I'm like, maybe I should just stop off at like one of these casinos that they're advertising outside of Gary. And then as you get like closer, it looks like those lights down in Long Beach where you would never stop, you know, like the oil refineries.
Exactly.
And you're just kind of like, just keep going.
Yep.
The amount of potholes in the road just keep growing and growing because even like the construction workers refuse to work overnight there. So, yeah. Yeah, I've wanted to stop, and it's like, no, I didn't want to stop at the toll booth and show anybody that I've got cash.
Coins.
Yeah.
I usually just look at that part of town from the Ryan Expressway, like, oh, God, it looks bad down there. Go, go, go.
And then all of a sudden your need fuel light comes on. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Storylines. Dutch, you got anything coming up? 2016-2017 NBA season?
I'm a man of reflection.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to reflect.
Yeah.
It's the first time, and this makes me feel a little old now, but it's the first time in about 20 years where there's no Kobe Bryant or Tim Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
And both of those guys have provided me hours of NBA entertainment. And
in like kind of two completely different fashions too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one was just like not razzle dazzle, but it was just like he was explosive, like showed emotion.
Yeah.
Where Tim Duncan was just like would hit a game winner with or game winner with like 1 second left on the clock.
The ultimate team player, yeah. Tim Duncan,
yeah.
And that he's got the rings to show for it. But it's going to be weird seeing the torch has obviously been passed for a long time now, but. No Kobe, no Tim Duncan, and, you know.
And Kevin Garnett's retired, too.
Yes.
He was a
huge
player. And then also you got Amari Stoudemire going to Jerusalem to play for the Jerusalem national team.
He's
going to
kill it over
Keeping
there.
Keeping tabs on him.
Yeah.
It's like Stephon Marbury. Like, what country can I go to and just kick fucking ass?
Win tons of championships.
Well, he's like big time into like Judaism. He's like all his children like have to like practice Judaism every day.
Amari Stoudemire?
Yeah.
So he'll never be broke.
No. And they're all attorneys coming up.
Managing his money.
I'm taking over 55 and a half on Tel Aviv.
Yeah. But he moved over. He could have still played in the NBA, but he really wanted to go over there and like actually like.
He could not have.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
No.
He could have played for the Kings.
There's an E60 old story about it. Like. He was like all hell.
And ESPN
down.
Always tells the truth. So
if it's produced right, I could play for in the NBA on an E60. I mean, come on.
I saw it.
He's known as the man of reflection.
Finger roll from the 3-point line. The McDavish.
No, he actually turned down money to go to like Tel Aviv to play for their team.
I believe it. He's kind of an odd duck.
He's a complete weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, why would the hell would you?
Are those swimming goggles?
He wears Oakleys without.
It's like, why would you bring your family to a place where you have a good chance of being blown up in the streets? Oh, but yeah. So he's a little oddball.
Okay,
he's done it.
It's definitely a storyline we're all following. Is Amari Stoudemire in Tel Aviv?
We might as well check out. That might be a great way once the NFL season's over, before like in between like the NFL and baseball starting. That might be like. Just so
the
you're
Amari
aware, Amari Stoudemire averaging 24.7 points, and his team only scored 26.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to finish with, like, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant? Tim Duncan, one of the only
reflection.
Guys to ever get arrested, or not arrested, but kicked out of a game for laughing.
That's true. On the what's Joey Crawford?
Joey Crawford,
yeah. I remember
good
that.
Riddance.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yep.
He retired too, right?
Oh, I thought he died. Or hoped he died. Either way.
All right. Before we get into our win total over-unders, let's talk about two more things. The biggest turd of the year, like, and somebody who is like supposed to be good, right?
Yeah.
And then someone who there really aren't expectations, or it could be a comeback player of the year award. We'll call it the Clint Howard Award, where you look at him and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah,
you know, this guy might need help eating, you know, keeping the fork out of his eye. But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you're pleasantly surprised. Like, this guy's good at every role he does. It's amazing. No Clint Howard sex scenes, though.
Man.
That's something he's got to get in one of these movies.
He'll get one of these days.
If
movie.
Steve Buscemi could get in some sex scenes, I guarantee Clint Howard's next.
Ron Howard's brother.
Yes.
He'll be in there too.
Dynamite drop.
All right. Is that maybe it's my turn?
Correct. One turd and one Clint Howard Award winner.
All right. My turd is going to be, I'm just going to keep this easy. I hate him. It's going to be Dwight Howard.
Even going back home to Atlanta, huh?
It doesn't matter. Atlanta's a fucking shitty sports town, and he's a shitty person. So he's going to suck. He's probably going to get – I mean, he's a injury-played tall big man, and they don't have comeback awesome years. So I think he's going to go there expecting to have that, and he's going to be very frustrated, and he's just going
to
suck.
He's got to be a 3-1 favorite, like once he's done in the NBA, to Lamar Odom himself.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And he like can't stand criticism. Mm-hmm. He like wants. So I think just a surprise suicide would be fitting for him.
Let's hope. All right.
Yeah.
And then who's your Clint Howard?
Clint Howard. I'm gonna go with. Okay. So I'm going back to my Bulls. He's not a very handsome man, much like Clint Howard.
Portis.
But no. I'm finally going with a white guy here. Foreigner. Big disgusting
Miritich?
Bear. Yeah. Nikolai Mirotic had some fantastic games last year, but had some shitty games too. I think this year he pulls it all together and has a pretty good sixth man of the year, I'm saying, for Nikolai.
Yeah, I heard he's matured in the offseason. He's bathing now.
Well,
from like the second half of the season, like the first year and a half he was in the league, his 3-point percentage was at like 30%, and it went to like 44% for the second half of last year.
There you
go.
And now that Pau Gasol is gone, he is the slimiest piece of Euro trash, which is always a good honor for any.
It's a very good honor,
right? Yeah, exactly. So you want to have that stigma.
It's like Tony Kukoc is gone, so we need a new guy.
Exactly.
I went to Pau Gasol's holiday party, and I gotta say, he was
smelly,
dapper. No,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
I once saw.
He's European. He dresses nice, you know.
I once saw Pau Gasol outside of Wicked in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard.
The play?
Yeah, the play like 8 years ago. And it looked like he was stood up for a date because I drove by. At
Pau
like,
Gasol?
Yeah, I drove by maybe like, you know, a few minutes till 8 or something.
But was this during the NBA Finals when his lady left him and he completely went into
it
a show?
It was right around that time. And I was driving.
She never misses a night of Wicked.
So
this
I went,
she'll come see me.
I went down for Hooters pickup as I did back when I lived in Hollywood. And when I came back about a half hour later, he was still outside on his phone looking miserable and stressed like he was just totally stood up. So
that's almost as good as your David Duchovny story at the was that on the Sony lot? Tell that
Fox.
One or the Fox lot.
I was waiting. I think it was my first or second week in town, and I was waiting to go to a screening. And all of a sudden, you know, standing in line to go in the theater, and all of a sudden, this giant black BMW drives up, and this guy gets out, and I look, and I'm like, "Holy shit! There's David Duchovny." It's like, "Sarah here? No." Gets back in his car. He drives 15 feet to the next theater in the next line. Sarah here? Nope. Just
wow.
Squeals around the corner.
Did he finally find Sarah? Or no?
I don't think so.
Sarah. Scully. Sarah. All right. I'm going to start with my Clint Howard Award winner.
Okay.
And I'm going with Derrick Rose.
Oh.
Derrick Rose. He totally just took down the law. Like, literally. You know, he won the law game right there. The woman investigating his rape trial or his rape case out here in L.A.
Murdered.
Bullet in the head. Gone.
Yeah, he got Kobe's...
It's over.
Kobe's lawyer that got him off the rape case, yeah.
Right. Did he really? That was his lawyer, too? Well, he might have gotten... He got somebody. He got a hard pipe-hitting boy right over there to go take care of business. So I'm pretty sure the investigation into that is over in L.A., you know, he won at his trial, his whole thing of like, I didn't know what consent meant.
Oh, yeah.
Won.
Yeah.
So basketball is going to be a breeze. This guy,
that's,
you know, I think he's got
a
like,
load
new
off,
life.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's a huge thing. It's like, I'm not going to jail. Like, he's going to have a new love for the game.
His biggest test is Dr. James Andrews.
Why?
Because his knees are always.
Does Dr. James Andrews do knees, too?
I don't know. He probably does.
I think that's all he does, right?
Rain Man said it, so I believed it.
Which page of notes said I? Page 6, knee doctors, the top knee doctors in the game, Dr. Jimmy Andrews.
Yeah, there they are.
You know what my favorite part of that Derrick Rose testimony was? Was when he talked about how he took his used condom and put it in his pocket afterwards, and they asked him why he did that.
Smart.
And he said that they're taught that at NBA fresh or rookie camp. Like,
God, I would love
flat
to, be
out.
To sneak into that.
And dude, and the funny part is it's like there's many funny parts, but like he could have just said, well, it's smart because, you know, then she doesn't steal my semen. Mm-hmm. But he threw the NBA under the bus because he's not smart enough to know that he has to protect something in his life.
I'm sorry. In college, everybody else answered these questions
exactly.
for me.
Exactly.
Forgive me here.
Exactly. Just so many mistakes
on the stand. What's that show, Donovan? Joe Donovan or
Ray Donovan.
There was like a whole episode where chicks were like hooking up with NBA players and like stealing their condoms and like putting their.
We get it, yeah.
Yeah, so like it's like a thing that happens apparently.
And they teach it at NBA rookie camp.
Smart
according
camp.
To Derrick Rose.
Did they show like a porn and then like stop it like mid-coitus and say like, all right, now what is he doing wrong? Sir, he's not putting it in her butt. You can't get her pregnant in the butt, right?
Oh, man.
All right. Now, you see, he's giving her money. Thank you. And he's walking out the door. What is he not doing correctly here? He's not letting his friends have a go on her, sir. It's the NBA way.
The other shocking part was that Derrick Rose was second. His friend went first. He went second.
Yeah, I don't know if I do.
It's a nice friend.
Yeah.
That's a good friend right there. That's who I want as a friend right there. Somebody who lets me go first.
That's
once.
A point guard, right?
Hasn't he been doing her for 2 years or 3 years before that?
Yeah, but
though?
That night, though, he was second. Yeah. According to his testimony, he was sitting on the couch watching the friend just have a go before he started getting oral. I mean, this is all out there. It's good stuff if you want to have a read.
And I believe he plays for Washington now. This is, speaking of arrests and trials and stuff, Markieff Morris.
Your turd?
Not Marcus. Yep.
Got it.
Markieff.
I'm pretty sure I had him in my arrest pool, one of them.
Right. So this, that's the thing. Like they're expecting him to start and probably put up I would say like 12 and 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, at least contribute. And I don't think he's going to be on a team midway through the season.
I think
Nene might be on his 6 or 7 team. He's got more teams now than letters in his name. It's embarrassing. All right. So, gentlemen, at this point, that leads us to everybody's favorite portion of our sports previews that we do here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us online, dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on the Vine. Gentlemen, it's time for our 2016-2017 NBA win total over-unders. In the first round, this is called the Courtney Love sure thing as long as you have meth, right? So this one has to hit because if it does, you get 30 points for this. So over or under, whatever it is, it has to hit. The second round, it is the dead wrong, the tractor trailer dead wrong.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. To where, remember, tractor Buck trailer great. Straight up for Dirk Nowitzki. How that one like pans out, still time will tell on that. So dead wrong, tractor trailer pick. It's like the number, we'll use the example, the over-under for the Golden State Warriors is 66.5. If you took the over, they would have to get at least 68.5, so 69 wins in order for that pick to come in.
Wait, this is the second round?
Yeah,
second round.
That would be let's deal with that when we get to it.
We'll remind you. We'll remind you.
Okay.
And then the third, fourth, and fifth rounds are all just regular straight-up overs, unders. They're all worth 10 points.
When I say 30, I'm a man of reflection, that does not the same thing as a man of memory.
You seem like somebody who needs to get home within the next 20 minutes for a knob job.
Maybe a Shrekdom examination.
Now, for those of you who have been listening here to us doing our NBA, you know, over-unders, our win totals here for the last couple of years, you might notice that one voice is missing. And the great Barry Guitar Murphy couldn't be here with us because he's busy celebrating something else. So he decided to call in. It's real nice. He decided to call in and give us his advice. Now, guys, you can take it or leave it. But Barry decided to call in.
It's nice.
And give his
nice
two cents as to what he thinks is going to go down here in the 2016-2017 NBA season.
Hey, Tom, Barry Murphy here. First off, let me apologize for not being able to be at the Over Under podcast. It's one of my favorite days of the year, you know that, but it just happened this year to coincide with the LA Sparks celebration. You know, it's been a long time coming for this WNBA title. They're an exciting team who doesn't get enough credit. You know, and I'm very pro-lesbian in sports, so I had to be there. I felt like it was a civic duty. Nonetheless, I'm going to start things off with what I like to call the dumpster fire daily double, excuse me, and that would be the under on the Sacramento Kings, 32.5, and the under on the New York Knicks, 40.5. And again, my numbers may be off from yours. You know, I put my bets in March. I don't know about you guys. But, yeah, Ty Lawson is already in trouble. Rudy Gay hates his teammates. He hates his coach. No one's seen DeMarcus Cousins since Rio. I mean, this is a bad situation. Take a look at a picture of their head coach when you get a chance to. And then, of course, New York Knicks, they bring in Derrick Rose. We all know what a disease he is. We do love our Noah. Carmelo's washed up. Porzingis is super fascinating, but that is just another terrible team. Jeff Hornacek will probably be out of there by Christmas, and it won't even be Phil Jackson firing him. I think he's just going to go, holy shit, what did I sign up for? Then we're going to flip things. I'm going to go positive on you guys here. I know that's a shocker, but I'm going to go over Indiana Pacers 45.5. I'm looking for Paul George to be an MVP candidate this year. I love him bringing in Jeff Teague. Miles Turner had a great second half, great playoff run. Speaking of Jeff Teague, his former team, the Atlanta Hawks, I actually like the over on the Atlanta Hawks. I think Dwight Howard, shockingly enough, is going to be super effective there. I think he's healthy for the first time in a long time. He's from Atlanta, way less pressure, and he's a guy that's been proven he just can't simply do it under the spotlight. Also going to go under 39 on our old Chicago Bulls. I think Gary would agree with me here. This is a kind of a ridiculous roster if you look at it. Sort of remind you of if you had to pick a team in a fantasy draft on a video game, you kind of spent all your money on the top three guys, and then you're like, I could get Robin Lopez to get me 7 rebounds and a block and 2 assists. And yeah, Taj Gibson can start, I guess, although he's a notorious sixth man. Another one I kind of like is the over on the Oklahoma City Thunder, 45.5. Obviously, Westbrook with a lot to prove, but I like the roster. I think it's a really fun roster. if you're looking for some other interesting plays, under on the Miami Heat, 35.5. I think they're kind of in disarray. Look for Riley to probably get the hell out of there. He's about 87 years old. He looks fantastic, but that's no good. And then, of course, our favorite, which we do every year, the Cleveland Cavs under 57. You got to do it. There's no way the desire is still there. Anyways, I think a beep went off. So I
think like what comes into play there, what everyone forgets is that Barry Murphy, he's giving you his advice, like what he thinks is going to happen, but he's also making all of those bets.
Yeah.
So we had to actually cut him off because he had about like 12 more bets that he was going to go through. We just don't have enough
time.
He's
an investment bettor.
He is. But the greatest thing is that every single year, at the end, he'll give me a text and he'll be like, if the Knicks lose two more games, I win $10 out of all these bets. So he's got like $11,000 in bets and he'll win $10. It's great.
It always comes down to that for him. It's amazing.
It's great. All right. So now, guys, you can take or leave that advice. I thought it'd be nice to play it ahead of time in case you have no idea. So, Justin Gilbert, you are on the clock. Remember, this is your Courtney Love sure thing as long as you have meth pick. So make sure it happens.
All right, so what I'm going to go with is I'm going to go with the over on the Timberwolves. I like Thibodeau as a coach.
What is that over-under?
It's like 40.5, I think.
We got to be exact. It's 40.5. 40.5. So they got to go 500 or better.
Yeah, I think they're going to get 43 wins.
We're going to go exact. This is fucking Rain Man shit here.
I like their team. Carl Anthony Towns,
Carl Malone Towns.
Yeah, Carl Malone Towns is like legit. I like Thibodeau as their coach. I think this is a team on the up and coming. They're not going to compete for a championship for a couple years, but they're going to be a really good team.
Here's another reason why I like that pick is I think that like you have Ricky Rubio, right, who's really coming into his own as a point guard. I mean, that guy can dish
Rubio.
It with the best of them.
Like Mario. I just always like to say that when I see him play.
But from what I've been reading and what I understand is that they drafted Chris Dunn.
Yeah.
So it's like Rubio almost has like 20 games to prove that like he's the guy. Yeah. And if not, like they'll start fielding offers for him.
Well, a lot of
and
GMs,
then Chris Dunn will come on in.
A lot of GMs are saying Chris Dunn was the best draft pick in this draft.
71% of GMs actually said that, according to his notes.
Oh, all right. Rain
that's, on, that's on page 11.
All right, so your Courtney Love sure thing as long as you have meth pick is the Minnesota Timberwolves winning more than 40.5 games. All right, Dutch McTavish, you are on the clock.
I really want to go with all of my favorite teams, but I'm going to...
He's really thinking about this one. Rubbing his eyes, reflecting.
Reflecting.
You are a man of reflection. Very fitting.
I don't understand how the Utah Jazz are going to win 49 games. I'm going to take the under.
I like it.
Well, Hayward broke his arm, right?
Yes.
Jazz under 49.
That was actually my biggest under I have. As far as games wise,
but he's autistic. That's a good. That's good. You were
just
able
Asperger's
to like function well in society and still make that pick.
Justin's looking over at the other side, talking about Mo's porn. I'm looking at his numbers here, and I'm like, which one looks good? Oh, the Utah Jazz. In. So that's my first pick.
All right, like it. Jazz under 49.
All right, my sure thing is the Orlando Magic over 37.5 wins. Over 37.5 wins. There is just an unbelievably high amount of talent on that team. Vucevic looks like he just rots.
Never heard
like,
of him.
Probably not one that many people sit close to. In the locker room after the game. But
is that Jazz?
Nikola, you going to shower tonight?
Orlando.
Nah,
Orlando.
I'm good.
I mean, I really like Vogel as our coach, actually. I think he's a good coach.
The guy's doing Dove commercials.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's amazing, yeah. Something to prove, too, just getting kicked out of Indiana like it was his fault. See you later.
Fucking bullshit.
No, Oladipo's now on Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'm saying that's like a big loss. So
it is, but so I think Aaron Gordon.
They gain, like the Serge Ibaka gain is good.
I think Aaron Gordon, he's ready to take the next step.
Their shooting guard for the Magic is Evan Fournier, which is a mix of fornication and hornier. So I like that.
I'll take that. Yeah. That's the number one reason, really.
Skokie.
Streeter, boy.
All right, Gary, you're on the clock for two. So right. Courtney Love, sure thing as long as you have Matt pick.
My sure thing, opposite of last year, I took this team last year as my biggest sure thing under, but this year I'm taking them as my biggest sure thing over. You just mentioned them, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Of course, because it's every single year.
At 37, I think. I got them at 37.
Yep, 37.
Yeah. So I'm going over 37 for them. I really like, well, I mean, obviously Anthony Davis is awesome. I love the Buddy Hield signing. I think he's going to be fucking great. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that just scraps out a bunch of close wins. And they're going to be at least a 40-win team. So I'm feeling good about that one.
Sooner or later, like if you remember Steph Curry in his first couple of years always had the ankle injury, you know, and the Warriors kind of went as he went. And then sooner or later, Anthony Davis is going to stay healthy and he's going to play. And I think they'll learn to like kind of limit his minutes when they're up big or like whatever. And they'll get him off the court so he doesn't get hurt. But I think this is the year where he finally stays healthy and plays his 70 some games, keeps that unibrow out there. And this is the year. I agree. Great pick.
Thanks, buddy. I'm sticking with overs. Sticking to the West.
Right over there, Dutch McTavish is looking at you like, I didn't even know they still had a team. When did New Orleans get a team?
Who's that? Oh.
All right, so, Gary, you're on the clock now.
All right.
This is your tractor trailer dead wrong pick. Now, this has to be two games above or below whatever the spread is.
A plus two.
I'm going to give Gary a minute here. New Orleans very well because that's where Chris Paul was coming from on his way to the LA Lakers, where he was going to win multiple rings, and then that lying son of a bitch Johnson. No, I'm David Stern nicks the deal, and he ends up at Clipper where he's wasting the best years of his life. I'm sorry, I'm still angry. I'm upset.
I have the on my over under. I have the Pelicans at plus three of what Vegas has them at.
So that's good for
me.
So
that's great. Yeah, the autistic.
Yeah, that's good for you.
He's autistic and Jewish.
Yeah. Super Jewish.
So he's careful with his money. He only puts it down on smart bets. And he knows what he's talking about, crunching numbers.
Thank you, Justin, for that reinforcement. That really felt good. All right, so here is my – I'm going to go – this is my tractor trailer. I feel like this team is very overrated, super overrated. I'm going under on the Boston Celtics. So, under
ballsy.
52.5. I think they win 50 tops, which would be a win, right?
If they
won 50, I would win.
So if they win 51, it's a loss.
They're well coached, Gary. I think you're a loser there.
Well coached, Steven. Well coached and overrated. I think they will make the playoffs, and I think they will.
Number, I have them 51.
Well, I need them to be 50, so I need you to shut the hell up and let them
win. Shut your whore mouth, Justin.
No, I think they're really good. I just think that they're an overachieving team, and I think that is a sign of good coaching, but I don't think that's going to help them win more than 50 games.
I hope it comes out that Gilbert's like method of like the amount of wins that he got, like he loaded up on like Warbirds or Freebirds burritos, like, and he went and got the monster size.
I've only eaten there once.
And so he got the monster size burrito, maybe like doubled up on like maybe the nachos and whatever, and then the brownie at the end. So he just loaded up, and then like he started at the top like in alphabetical order. It's like the Atlanta Hawks are first, right? And so he farts and then counts the seconds in between farts because he's so overloaded on a Freebirds burrito. And it's like, all right, I've got the Hawks at 27 wins only.
Well, no, they added Al Horford, who is one of the best big men in the league, and I think they're gonna.
The Celtics, yeah.
That's who you said, right?
Yeah. Under on the Celtics.
Yeah, I think
he's hurt a lot.
He's hurt a lot, but I mean, he's a great player.
Yeah, when he's healthy.
I think they take over the Raptors as the second best team in the East.
This is Al's second year in Boston, right?
No, first year,
Yeah, he wasn't on the team in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was on, and then I think Brad Stevens is a great coach.
Dweeb. Dweeb.
They got rid of Solinger, but I mean, I think this is the Celtics are going to be the second best team in the East this year.
Yeah, you had them at 51 wins, so I only needed to be one off.
All right, I'm going to throw everybody for a loop here with my tractor trailer dead wrong pick. I'm going to go under 37.5 for the Orlando Magic. All right, so that means one of them I'm going to win. I'm just kidding,
dude. That would be a great move.
That's how bad I've been in locking up these picks right here. Sadly, this is what I'm going to go.
You could actually lose both of those if you did that.
C- Correct. Yeah, there'd be a chance.
That'd be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go with the over for the Los Angeles Clippers at 53.5. I'm telling you, they are going to win at least 56. I'm
with
calling
no
it
bench?
Now 60 games.
Wow.
Because this is the year. Wow. Every year, everybody expects something from this team. And it's the same, you know, the method to the madness of these other ones.
Man.
Every year people bet on them, and they keep losing on them. This year no one's going to bet on them, and this is when it's like us against the world. And they're all going to click. Griffin's going to stay healthy. Paul's going to be an MVP candidate. Doc Rivers is going to have a voice at the end of games because he's not going to really have to coach. They're going to be that good.
I think Blake might be a better MVP candidate than Paul.
No. You watch. Chris,
I have him at 55
Paul Pierce,
games.
Paul Pierce wants to go out a winner, doesn't he, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me he's on the Clippers.
Simmons
kind of
is old. He should have been out of the game years ago.
He hates his wife.
Austin Rivers has his head so far up the coach's ass. I don't know where he ends and the coach begins. So that's what I'm going with. Over on the LA Clippers. Because, again, this is the year where nobody expects anything. Look who's starting for him and shooting forward.
By the way.
Click.
JJ, quick fun fact about Jamal Crawford. He's in the top, like, 80 of all-time NBA scoring.
Jamal Crawford.
Because he's been around for so long.
And just always a sixth man wherever he goes. So
he always
gets his
scores,
minutes,
like,
yep.
15 to 20 points.
Wow.
He's, like, I want to say he's, like, in the low 90s, high 80s, all-time NBA scoring.
That's amazing.
Jamal Crawford.
I will give the Clippers one thing. They do have one of the better play-by-play guys on TV.
Donald Sterling? Is that where they relegated him?
Yes, he is. He's now calling the games for the Clippers.
Boy, I don't care for that Chris
I'm
Paul.
Old.
Or Blake Griffin. Or DeAndre Jordan.
Beautiful black bodies.
Look at
though.
These beautiful black bodies.
You ever seen such a thing?
What was it? The mega fan of the Clippers, Clipper Doyle?
Daryl.
Clipper Daryl, yeah. He is fun. I've seen him.
Dynamite drop. All right, Kelly Hayes. Your pick. Now, remember, this is a tractor trailer, dead wrong pick. So if you choose under, then they have to lose two fewer games. If you choose the over, they have to win two more games.
I'm stuck in the West here, and I don't know why, but I really do.
I think that's a song.
I really do not believe in the Houston Rockets.
Oh, that's a great one. So you're going under on
I'm
the
going
44.
Under 44.
I think that's a smart bet.
So 42 will get you a win. If they go 42 and 40, that's a win.
I 40 wins, so.
Yeah, that seems bet. Like a 500 team. James Harden, you know.
He's fantastic. He's a douche.
I appreciate his game.
He's a douche.
Badgers
but he's
great
fantastic.
Sam Decker could get some time this year.
Could get a little time.
White Sox great Connor Gillespie. Yeah,
but yeah, I think that they're so one dimensional with James Harden that
and that's it. You live and die by him. He puts in 50 and turns the ball over less than 8 times a game. Congratulations on your victory.
Yeah.
But the other 41 times. Yeah.
So here's what I'm really looking for. I need them to split the season series with the Utah Jazz. That way my Courtney Love bet comes in.
Do we have the Pistons yet?
No. No one's taking the Pistons.
All right. I got the under on the Pistons.
Okay.
Can we pick the same teams that someone else does?
You can, but you have to take the opposite side. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So he's going under on the Pistons. What do you have him at, Rain Man?
I have him at 44.5, but I think they're going to win 42.
Oh, that would be all a win. Right. That would be a win for him.
So what's your reasoning behind that? The coach Van Gundy?
I like Van Gundy. I like Trump. But joking.
All right, so that'll take us into the third round now. So now these are just straight up picks. So it's just if you think it's going to be the over, the over hits and you win 10 points.
Tie is zero, though, right?
Correct. The tie is a push. So if it's if it's like an even number.
It's like a loss.
I'll tell you what. If it's like a half number, if it's like 56.5 and it pushes on 56.5, I think we've got bigger problems in this world at that point. All right.
But a tie is a loss.
All right. So Justin Gilbert, first up here in the third round, over or under on who?
I'm going the under on the Charlotte Hornets because they have a guy named Frank Kaminsky. And
walking around with that Bartman jersey. That really stunk, didn't it?
And Yeah, he's from Chicago-ish area, but he hates the Cubs.
White Sox guy, right?
And he probably
hell yeah,
which is weird because he's white.
And he probably played for like a Wisconsin team or something like that. So I'm just gonna say this guy's just an all around bad guy.
I was gonna say, aren't you from Lyle? Isn't that where Frank's from?
He's like from like Whitney or
no Lyle. Lyle is right. Yeah,
Lyle. I don't know.
Yeah. It's some town that's a first name of a hick.
Some hick town in Chicago. He's from there.
It's like you can't live in the town of Whitney unless you've had two kids by the age of 19.
He's 7'1" or something like that, but he just sounds like a terrible person. And
Gilbert, I just want to remind you, you're going against Michael Jordan though as well on this.
The man ruined the game of basketball.
And his father's life. And his father's life.
Yeah.
Well.
Whoa.
A terrible human being. But go on.
Whoa.
And I'm not talking about Frank Kaminsky either.
At basketball camp, Michael Jordan was like a great guy.
My blood is boiling over here. I'm so angry at these accusations and allegations.
First off, I'd like to thank your parents for donating $2,500 to the Michael Jordan Fund. Now let's go do some layups.
He was great at basketball camp. He would show up in a new Ferrari or Lamborghini every day.
Wow.
And he's a nice guy. Connie Chung was there.
Is this a dream you had?
No, Walter Payton's son. I have photos if you ever want to see
like
not
dream.
The Walter Payton. Walter Payton's son.
Jared.
And no, Jared Chung was there, and you were there.
Steve Urkel was there.
Jared the Subway guy was there. White, yeah. In the locker rooms
what
giving
year
his pep
was
talks.
This was like 1993. Wow. It was right after the Bulls won the third championship.
Got it, okay.
Pretty much the last year we saw Connie Chung on TV in 1993.
She lives on the 13th hole of Los Verdes.
Connie Chung
does. Hey, that's Connie Chung's heart. She lives right next to Oprah.
We've got
to
get Mythbusters out on that to see if that's true or not.
So, the Charlotte Hornets under, whatever it is.
Under 42.5.
Oh, that puts Kelly Hayes on the clock.
Oh, that's an easy under.
That's wow. A tough act to follow right there. Connie Chung, Walter Payton's kid.
Jared.
Craziest dream I've ever heard.
I have photos.
You think Connie Chung just gets so like just pissed that night that Maury Povich talks about like aliens.
Absolutely.
And fucking like
and
is pregnancy
this
your
tests?
Father?
Yeah.
And he's still on the air and she like was really good at reporting the news and
yes.
no one wants her anymore.
No doubt in my mind.
All right, Kelly Hayes.
Surprised you haven't mentioned her bush. That's a Tom Gimler.
I don't think Asians can grow bushes.
That's a Tom Gimler move right there.
That's chest hair. If you're a true Asian,
they can.
Wow,
it's usually blurred out, so I don't know what it is.
According to Moe's porn,
she was Mongolian.
It's a new era, and as I reflect on the Lakers' 17 NBA championships, I look forward to the times when they win some more, and I'm going to go with the over on my beloved LAL of 24.
I'm just
going to
go with the Denver Nuggets under 37 wins.
Denver?
I cannot name one player on the Denver Nuggets.
Man, that is a good question. I don't think I can either. Do they still have the white dude?
I can't. They have...
Like the tall white dude?
They have
said four
they
white
have
guys
Jamal
doing an
Murray.
NBA preview and for a podcast?
Jamal Murray they have on their team.
Is Jameer Nelson back on that team? Is he running point? Or
the
Moutier kid is. The guy who turns it over 75 times a game?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that guy.
Jamal Murray was a rookie draft pick.
Well, anyway, I'm going under 37. For that simple fact, I don't know a guy who plays for the Denver Nuggets.
I'm having trouble finding
Thank
them.
Thank you, Rain Man.
In the, oh, here we go. Found it. Yes, Emmanuel Moutier. Gary Harris, great name. Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Gallinari. That was my. Oh, Fareed. Yeah. The Freak or whatever they call him. Is it the Freak they call him? Fareed?
He
has a nickname.
Freak. Fareed. Not going to work here anymore. So Will Barton, I think, is okay. But like I said, that's the only reason
Will
we move
Barton's
on from that. I don't know
okay.
anybody on the Denver roster. And for 37 wins, I'll take that. I don't
all
think
right.
they're going to be able
no,
to close
No, that's 500. A good pick. Yeah. Good pick.
I ripped on Kelly, but I'm actually going to kind of go his route here. I took the Philadelphia Phillies over in baseball this year, and it worked out pretty well for me.
It did.
So I'm going to go with the Philadelphia 76ers over this year.
Wow.
For no reason.
What is it, like at 25?
It is at 24.5, so I need 25 wins.
All right. Is it in print? You know that Nerlens Noel's out 6 to 8 weeks. Right?
Yeah. I know he's out. I know that.
I got him at 20.
They have Joel Embiid. They've got probably one
Embiid
more center
and Okafor.
Yeah.
So I got him at 22 wins.
Well, I don't give a shit.
That sucks for you.
I know Simmons is gone. I know it made.
Is that
no-
wide ruled? Loosely followed.
That's college rule, man. I know it makes no sense, but I took the Phil. Like I said, I took the Phillies in baseball, and I just have a feeling this is. I mean, I'm not asking for much. Win 25 games. That's right. It. So I think they can do it. The East is still weak, I believe.
That's a lot of games for them, though.
The Ukraine is weak and feeble.
Exactly.
All right, good. For time, let's move on to the fourth round here. Start of the fourth round.
So I got a little over-under action going here. I'm going under on this one with the Raptors. I feel like their time has run out. I don't like them. I think they're very boring and can't run a fucking offense. And I'm going under 50.5.
What happened to the Bucks the year after they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Was that the year, the next year, where they were like they were rolling and then all of a sudden collapsed in February?
I got them at under.
So you're saying there's a trend of like make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and just fall off?
In like as an irrelevant squad.
Yeah.
Like, the, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, it's not good for the NBA if the Milwaukee Bucks are good.
Exactly. That's kind of the mindset I'm going with the Raptors
right.
here.
I have them at under.
Right.
What do you have, Matt?
49.
All right. I'll take it. By the way, no one has questioned Rain Man's math or logic on any of these.
Well, I said the war, hopefully yeah. the Freebirds burrito. That's what it is.
Have you seen how much he wrote down over here? There's no way you can question that.
Some of those teams aren't even in the league anymore.
I have the New Orleans Jazz going.
Bobcats.
I think Kansas City has a basketball team yet, don't they?
Why do you have a San Diego?
anyways, Dimmer, it's on you. I went Raptors under 50.5.
All right, I'm going to go the Oklahoma City Thunder over 43.5.
I was hoping that would.
That's 75% positive picks for me, which is very rare. Usually I love betting the under. I love watching people fail. It helps get me through life on a daily basis. But I'm going to go with the over 43.5 because I think the general public here is going to bet that, and they probably already have bet it down, guaranteed that they're like, it's something simple like no Durant.
Under. Go the under.
They're going to suck. But I do enjoy the and no Ibaka either.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Serge Ibaka.
Yeah,
but that means Oladipo.
I think Steven Adams is going to have more of a role, yep. And I'm all right with that. And I think Russell Westbrook is just going to be that guy, the man on a mission.
He might be the best player in the league.
And they brought in Ersan.
I agree.
It's close. It's close. Huh? You can make an argument.
They brought in Oladipo and Ilyasova.
Ersan Ilyasova.
Is that
former
Bucks
great? Buck great?
Yeah, it is.
He's probably from like the Ukraine. I don't know.
And Enes Kanter off the bench.
Enes Kanter. So that's what I'm going with.
I like the
over strict. So just
I mean
solely because the average American bettor will say the under.
They feel like a 45 win team to me. Like sure. Somewhere 45.
I'll take
46.
44.
Hell yeah, exactly. I approve of that.
And that
pick.
puts Dutch McDavish on the clock.
Back to me already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like them, but I got to stay out west. And they are now the evil team because of they made a huge trade.
Number one answer.
I wonder.
I just
State Warriors, number one answer.
Love the way that they play basketball because growing up, I love Showtime, and I feel that a basketball game needs to be 125 to 120.
Growing up, I love Showtime because of the porn.
Oh, hell yeah. Late night.
Do you remember the show Sherman Oaks? That like made was so
don't.
Hot.
I don't remember that at all.
It was good. Oh. It was like competed with like HBO. It was like what's that one show? Like
if you look in here in the back, he's got a picture of Tracy Gold, who was also on Sherman Oaks post anorexia days. But no,
hot.
Yeah, right. I love teams that score a lot of points, and the Golden State Warriors are going to score a lot of points, and they are going to go over 66.5.
Wow.
So what is the betting public been doing with that so far? They've been betting that down?
It's been right there since the beginning. Because I remember there was a whole thing when it first came out. They were like, they won, what did they win last year, 73? Mm-hmm. They're like, they think we're going to win seven games less? And I remember that being
so
like,
here's my prediction. They are going to be at 66 with one game left. and everyone's going to look to hedge their bet at that point.
Yeah.
But in order for you to take that other team, like that other team's going to be – so they'll win 66, and they'll still be the number one seed in the West, so they'll bench everybody.
Yeah.
They're not going to play. There's going to be no record in play, so they're going to bench everybody against, like, whoever the last game is. It's probably, like, a division opponent.
Yeah.
And Sacramento.
Yeah.
And Sacramento will beat them. But in order to take Sacramento, you're going to have to go. It'll be like minus 220 to take yeah. Sacramento, where it's like, shit.
Actually, the Lakers will have 128 by then. And
well,
the Clippers are going to be at 70. So
didn't the Bulls win 69 right after they won 72?
Yeah.
Right? So
well, Dream On was the show I was thinking of for HBO. But, yes, I do think the Warriors are going to win – At least 68.
Damn.
All right.
Good for you.
I like it. All right, Jesse Gilbert, your final two picks.
That was my pick. He just stole it.
Of the 2016-2017 Daily Upper Decker NBA Preview win total over under.
Ooh, this is tough. I'm going to go Cavs. I'm going to go the over.
Oh, the over, even with Khloe Kardashian being part of that fan
56 base. And a half. I'm going to say they win 58 games. And then has anyone done the Pacers?
No one's done the Pacers.
I'm going to do over on the Pacers.
All right. I like it. It's a great bet.
It's 44 and a half. I'm going to say over, they're going to get 46.
Who's coaching them now?
Nate McMillan. No,
oh, really?
He's the only one that could do a Dr. Schultz commercial. You chilling? Yeah, I'm chilling like Nate McMillan. Only one that can do it.
Is that a real deal?
No, but...
Oh, you should be in marketing.
It should be, yeah.
You've come up with a ton of great ideas tonight. So, I think we're going to have both of our listeners Googling Sherman Oaks on Showtime.
Pacers over 44 and a half, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Small side note, real quick, Pacers is a strip club in San Diego, just so you know.
They added Jeff Teague and
Sounds
Thaddeus
like a Groupon.
Young.
Yeah,
you get a Groupon for that one.
They've added Jeff Teague and Thaddeus Young. And Jeff
Teague
is
back, right?
Teague is a pretty good player, yeah.
Thaddeus Young's a very underrated player, yeah. Fantasy-wise. Like he's, Kelly Hayes, Dutch McTavish.
I am the consummate homer. I am going to go with the
Greek
Freaks.
Greek Freak on the over.
You're going to go with the over. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to be the first guy here. To go against one of our other pickers.
Oh, I like this.
I'm going with the Utah Jazz over 49.
I knew you were
going to solely
that.
Because I have no fucking idea why it is that high. At 49, and I don't think it started there. I think it started at 47, 47 and a half when we first wrote the article in the Daily Upper Decker. So that means it's gone up.
I mean, Sharps are pushing it up, too.
Yeah, and that means that there is absolutely nothing to do in Utah, because that means everybody in Utah is betting on the Utah Jazz.
That's really weird.
Like,
yeah.
Why? Why has it gone up? If anything, you would have thought it started at 47 and a half, would have bet down like 46, 45.
Yeah.
Especially Hayward breaks his arm, and it continues to go up. So that's why when all three of you dipshits said, oh, I got the under. I have the under. I'm like, well,
yeah.
It just usually what happens is the general public's dead wrong. That almost should have been my tractor trailer pick. But I'll go with the under, or the over, I mean, on the Utah Jazz.
Jazz over 49. That's you.
Go white kids. Here we go.
All right. Final pick. I'm going against Barry Murphy's better judgment. Knicks over. I like you said, I think Derrick Rose actually does have a bounce back season. I feel like
he has to.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
got to have a newfound love for the game now that he got away with killing a Los Angeles County investigator, an LAPD investigator, and he got away with rape. It's unbelievable. Gentlemen,
is that a beret?
I'm an ESPN insider at the Ford Letter, strictly so I can get betting advice and then bet against them. It is also a tax write-off for the Daily Upper Decker. However, I never read ESPN, the ESPN, the magazine.
It's terrible.
I never read it because of the cover.
It's too big.
So far this year, there has been a WNBA player on the cover, Abby Wambach on the cover, and now Carmelo Anthony.
Wearing
so if you go to Syracuse, or if you live in the city of New York, you are reading ESPN, the magazine. If you are anybody else in the country, you are not reading it because Carmelo Anthony is on the cover.
Well, the problem with ESPN the magazine is it's too big to sit on the top of your toilet. It like kind of like leans over a little bit.
That's a great point.
Isn't that right though?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a Sports Illustrated fits perfectly on top, but an ESPN the magazine like it like slides over and like you'll be taking a dump and it like falls into your back and you're like, what the fuck was that? And it's just like, it's awkward.
You heard it here first, folks. Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap. It always comes back to the toilet.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.